Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Season 2 of Get Microschooled with Kale Education and Company. We are so glad to be back with you. It feels like it's been a very long time. We have been through all of the holidays, and now we're getting into Semester 2, which is always hard to believe. It feels like once January gets here, it just goes very quickly all the way to May. I always say it's the downhill slide, and I'm already feeling the pressure. So we are trying something new here at Kale Education and Company today. And Susan and I have, we've always done these podcasts together. And as you might expect, it's pretty difficult to find time to be in the same location at the same time. And so we are attempting to come to you from our houses today. It happens to be a snow day here in where we are, Columbia, Missouri. And we have had so many snow days lately, it's kind of getting crazy. Today is actually an icy day. And we're trying to be together on this app from our homes. And Susan's listening to me right now. And Susan, I have just sent you one more link again. I think that collectively we have now tried this. I'm going to go with at least 15 times. And what seems like should be simple is giving us lots of trouble today. So, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
The words I've always wanted to read. Caller Susan is live.
What? Okay, so the people don't understand. I think we've tried this 15 times today.
I just know that I'm sitting in the back room and my husband just texted me. I said, hey, this is going to take like 30 minutes. Then we'll, you know, try to go to the grocery store or dinner or something. And he just texted me and said, this is the longest 30 minutes ever because it's been like over an hour.
So this is actually metaphorically appropriate,
right? Yes. Yes. Because yes.
Starting your own school, starting your own business, like nothing goes right.
And nothing. Really, I mean, ever. You just, the ability to problem solve and not get stressed is important.
You like, it is not a trait that your friend Jill has.
Yeah. At one point, Jill says to me, and like the people who listen to us regularly know that you often compare me to your husband.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I think the line of the last hour and a half was, so first of all, she told me I had to do it on my computer. Now, I don't know why, because we tried this the other night at school and I used my phone and the Podbean app. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, you can't use that. You got to use your computer. I'm sending it. You've got to use your computer. And so I did what the boss told me. I used my computer. 30 minutes go by. And finally, she is so frustrated. She yells, I don't understand. You understand that Devin Brown could do this, right?
I did drop that line.
She sure did.
Devin can't do anything online. I mean, like, I had to walk him through how to add a Google account because he had another Google account, and that was really confusing to toggle between the two. So when I say, like, he can't do anything, and also when I say it took him 8 seconds to do this trial with me last week, 8 seconds.
So let's give the people the Paul Harvey, and the people that are listening don't even know who Paul Harvey is, but he used to be this radio guy, and his line would always be the rest of the story. The rest of the story, or the Paul Harvey, if you will, yes, is that her husband does come into the room and he goes, what are you talking about, Jill? I wasn't on my computer. I was on my phone in the app.
That's when Susan and I lost connection on accident. I had to go real quick.
Yes, she did. All of a sudden, there was this crazy fuzz on the lines. And all I know is after we figured that out, the total time to now be doing what we're doing was 10 minutes.
Yep. Pretty much.
10 minutes.
You know, here's what I'm going to say. I mean, this has been 3 years. It's been three years. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Especially every time we try to do something slightly new. And I mean, podcasting isn't new, but like we have got to find a way to just be able to jump on. And this seemed like the perfect solution. And it's going to be, Sue's. I don't know how you got that last thing to work, but you did.
I don't know. But the bottom line is we've got the right devices now.
We do.
Turns out.
We do. And we are thrilled to be back with you. My gosh.
So excited.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, because we have goals, Jill. Big goals. We have to share with the people the goals.
It's the season of goals. It's the season of goals. And I just am going to take a minute because I have a feeling that the Kansas City Chiefs had some goals last night.
Yeah, they did.
You know?
You're excited. I know you're excited. They had the MVP. Did you hear that, Jill?
Oh, yes. Go ahead and say it.
I can't bring myself to even utter those words in the same sentence as Kansas City Chiefs football, but I'll let you.
The most valuable princess of
Chiefs
kingdom. My husband is sitting right beside me and he is rolling his eyes.
It's because it's disgusting to any.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, but we're happy. Tay Tay, hey, I'm not hating on you, girl. I'm not hating on you.
No, I love her.
I want you to know, Taylor, that at one point I texted my friend Jill when she was, texting me all these things that people were throwing out on social media about, with Taylor in the suite watching the game. At one point I said, I'm just so happy that you even realized there is a game on the TV.
There is a game. It was a great game.
This makes my heart happy. Right now we're bonding more, Jill. We're bonding. And
my heart melted when he threw the heart up to her.
That was precious. That was pretty precious.
It's a love story.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much. I still love it. I'm so glad we can still talk about it.
Yes. It's a thing. We're going to be talking about this for a long time.
I want to. So that's been happening. Did you set any personal goals?
Jill, stop it. Stop talking. I am going to, you and I both not in setting personal goals. I'm getting ready to turn
the big
5-0 here is what's about to go down. And so my personal goal at this point is to get this done with grace and happiness and thankfulness. Do you see what I'm saying? Because see, I refuse to be critical of this age. I'm not going to be critical. I'm going to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Right now is the only goal personally that I have.
You're going to usher in your 50s.
And if I can do that in less than a month with grace and kindness and thoughtfulness and limited amounts of cursing, then I will feel very good about myself in establishing other goals past that.
That's a good goal. I mean, I just want to set your celebration, but I can't get anybody to do that with me.
Well,
that's a goal that I have at the moment. We got to celebrate.
You know who you're working with. That's all I have to say.
I know. I just keep putting out ideas.
Well, he'll bite eventually.
Eventually, like the day before.
The day before.
I can't get childcare. That's what's happening. And he'll be like, well, I mean, I thought we were going. And I will say, well, you didn't tell me to get Mimi to babysit. That's how this is going to work.
Yes. There could be some obstacles. And now you understand why it's my goal. It's the goal.
Okay.
That's what I got right now.
I set a couple personal goals that I'm still doing. It's the 22nd of January. Mm-hmm. I'm journaling. I'm journaling to try to, I just want to, because you might know that I stress about a few things every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think I do quite as bad as I once did, but I'm a recovering.
I'm so sorry.
You don't got to laugh out loud.
Oh, that's right. We're live. Yes. So sorry. So sorry. Continue. You don't stress like you once did.
So I am journaling so that I can see, there's so many great things that happen in every single day. And I don't want to concentrate on the things that I didn't like about a day. I want to concentrate on the big picture. and looking back and seeing patterns over time and, you know, resetting my mindset. That's what I'm working on.
That's precious.
Yeah.
As your friend, I'm saying, have at it. That's incredible.
I know. I'm journaling and I'm reading. And I'm reading things that are not necessarily only about what I do for work, which for the first 46 years of life, I've pretty much just concentrated on anything I can learn, you know, just digesting, And I'm trying to balance that with some just enjoyable reading. It is enjoyable.
Well, I'm very excited for you. I do feel like my little onion's peeling some layers back, and I'm happy for my little onion. I'm kind of getting teary-eyed if I could continue on with the metaphor of the onion. Yes, it was exciting.
I owe you. I owe it to you. You have helped me mellow. Over the years.
I mean, if people needed to know more insight into the two of us, this opening little give and take is what they need to know. Like, as you're talking, I'm thinking, well, that's not true. I did have another short-term goal. I wanted to get to the animals and back in this ice storm without breaking all my teeth off or, you know, other bones. So, I mean, that was a short-term goal. I made it up to the barn and back down again in one piece. And all my teeth. So see, it's just, listeners, we're in different places in our lives. Yeah. We're in different places. I'm trying to survive. She's trying to cope with PTSD of prior stresses in her work world. How's that, Jill? Thank you. Hey, I think though the thing that we have to update, I've really been thinking a lot about this. We have one major update, and this is kind of, I don't know, Jill, that you really understand the gravity of what we're about to tell the people. And I don't even know if you know what I'm about to say.
I don't think
it. So you should be terrified. I mean, go ahead and admit to the people you're a little worried. So like I have been known to the listeners, however many of you there are, as Gam Gam. Now, it came from a story from one of our students, and Jill misused the story. She used it to ramp up ratings, and that's okay. I'm okay. I love her. She's fine.
I mean, I appreciate that you're going to spin that, but
yeah, I did that really well.
Yeah.
And, thank you.
I don't tell untruths.
I said you spend it for.
I spend it.
You spun it. You did whatever needed to be done.
You know what? I didn't make that kid call you grandma.
Okay. First of all, we're not going to go relive the situation. Right. People can go back and find it. But the bottom line is it was Gammy. It was Gammy. To the point where your big multi-state, multi-country conference for science of reading last year, we had people come up to me and say, "You're Gam Gam. I would recognize that voice anywhere." Now, I took that as a compliment because they certainly weren't. Yeah, and I wasn't loud or crazy or anything like that. They just recognized my soft-spoken self and put two and two together. Mm-hmm. So here is what's happened. Here's what's happened, listeners. What has happened is this. Jill has elected to replace my Gam Gam with something else. Now, Jill, would you like to share what that is?
I mean, it was not intentional. And that's what makes the new name actually very special in my heart.
Yep.
It was not an intentional name. I wasn't looking for a new name. I was quite happy with Gammy. Especially appropriate as we enter new decades of life.
Thank you, Jill.
I thought, and also her son, her oldest son wants to eventually call her Gammy. So it probably was appropriate that I moved on from it. Cause I don't want your grandchildren someday to think it's a name I make fun of. It's a great
name.
That boy
name. Still lives in my basement. I don't have to worry about that.
It's a good solid name.
It's just a good solid name. Like Bill, Father the Bride, Jack.
Father of the Bride movie, when they George is, don't make fun of George. It's a good, solid name.
George and Gam Gam.
Solid name. Uh-huh. Now, Susan and I found ourselves on Thanksgiving night. Now, all of you educators will understand this. It is the most special time of the year. When you enter the, I'm coming into Thanksgiving and I'm going to sail on into the winter holiday. And it is that magical time where all of the breaks are coming. All of the kids are excited. Like it is my favorite time in a school.
Fun things are happening at school. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. And it's a fun time of year. It's a stressful time of year for many, but
it's stressful.
Yeah, but it is, it's that first night of Thanksgiving break where you go, whoosh, we can do this through the end of the calendar year. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that night. And I believe we were at the bar by 4 p.m.
Could have been like earlier. Without reservation, I can say that.
Yeah. I mean, we had an early out that day. It didn't take us long. And so we're sitting at the corner of the bar and enjoying some drinks and some food with my good friend Susan. And we were reflecting on the year, and we were talking about, well, now I know because she reminded me that we were talking about summer, which is it wasn't a good talk.
Summer school educators out there. It is Thanksgiving break, and she wants to talk to me about summer school, which, let's be clear, in a nutshell, she had told me we weren't probably going to have to do this summer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So as she's sitting there with her mouth and her gums bumping about 255 miles an hour, and I'm just trying to enjoy my cocktail, she throws out, OBTW, we're doing summer school.
Yeah. No, but I did tell you we're just going to do it 1 month this
year. That doesn't stay focused. Every educator just went, like when they heard me say we don't have to do summer school, they were all like, oh. And then when I just said to them that you just yanked the carpet out from underneath me, and like there was no breath, there was no preparation. She's like literally 255 miles an hour. And by the way, when we do summer school in June, carry on.
Susan, so you might imagine one of your friends, when you tell them something, their eyes get very large. Well, Susan's eyes got very large. And when she's trying to process something and she's not processing it in the way she wants to process it, she gets a little louder. And her hands begin to go up. They raise. And our children know this signal as, whoo, you better calm down.
Miss
Deuce's hands are going up. Her voice is going up. Like, this is their trigger to calm down. So I can see it coming. And she also doesn't take a breath when she gets into this state. And so the only way I can stop her from the more agitated response, I have to shock her out of it. Right? And I can't tell you where it came from, but I knew I had to do something fairly extreme to make her stop and go, what did you just say? And so I started petting her arm, which is what I do. That's first step. I start petting her arm and I say, it's okay. And she didn't calm. And then I go, Wanda, calm down.
That's true.
And she goes, what? Wanda? Why did you call me Wanda? I go, I don't know.
But it seems to have worked.
But I had to get you to snap out of it. And the name Wanda is lovely. I mean, it's not a name that we hear very often anymore.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you know any Wandas?
I don't. I don't know a Wanda. I truly, came from the depths of my soul. It was meant to be your name.
I need to know if anybody's listening. And if somebody is listening that does know someone named Wanda, because I have really thought hard. I don't know a Wanda. But what I need to believe to the core of my being is that Wanda stands for passion.
Oh, and
excitement. And Wandas out there are go-getters. They're fun-loving folk. So let us know if you could about that. I need someone to write in, call in. Somebody tell me they know a Wanda, and that Wanda is fantastic.
Wanda's fantastic and passionate and believes in her stuff. And so this has become her new name, and I use it
regularly.
I think I use it more than Sue's, really, at the moment.
Yeah, you do.
And it has affectionately stuck. I believe it will continue to affectionately stick. So when you hear me say Wanda, I am talking about our very own Susan. And yeah, that's the story.
Yeah.
That's the season two name. See, now we can refer to, like, if we're talking about Gammy, we're talking about season one.
Season one.
Talking about Wanda, you're in season two.
Season two. You've moved on.
Look at that. And, you know, this is the other thing about, you know, people who are starting businesses or starting schools together. Like, you're going to get to know that person really, really well.
And, yes.
You know, and there are many days, perhaps just 20 minutes ago, when Wanda wanted to wring my neck because I had told her wrong, and we had been attempting something new for quite too many minutes. I'm keeping you from your zoo. I'm sure you have to go feed an animal. I'm sure you do.
They are expecting me, Jill.
Yeah. So now everyone is up to date. We are up to date with Travis and Taylor. We are up to date with semester two. We are up to date with the new Wanda name. Now,
every
person out there listening is probably thinking about what are they going to do? And you're all probably at different stages. Maybe you're thinking about starting your school this fall. Maybe you have just started and you're in that phase of like, is this really going to work? Or am I going to have to start doing something else? There are all kinds of phases, but we are in year three and halfway through year three.
Mm-hmm.
And we are feeling good about enrollment. Our enrollment is good. We have enrollment set for next year. Feels fantastic. And we have set two main goals for ourselves. Lots of little ones, but two main ones.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Share. Tell us, Wanda. Hey,
thank you. So the first one, as many of you know, we started like kindergarten through fourth grade, year one. And then last year, or by the end of that year, we had some friends that asked, you know, like students that and parents, you know, with like dyslexia and stuff, could you please take, you know, my fourth grade daughter or fifth grade daughter? So then we enrolled a couple more. And this year we officially enrolled middle school, right? And so now we're junior kindergarten through middle school. And our third year, and I'm so excited, we will be junior kindergarten through high school. And it is going to be so cool. And I think, I believe a lot of our podcast this year will be around the creation of this hybrid high school, so to speak, and just all the neat things we're doing because we're so excited and talk about a lot of learning, you know, because we just want to provide kiddos in our community, in our area, a totally different opportunity. Like, we have parochial high schools, we have other private high schools, but for any kid, any place, like, we want this high school to be just special. And so I'm excited about that. So goal one,
I know, year four, high school comes on. Mm-hmm. And it is super exciting. And it is going to be so very different from at least the opportunities that kids have around here, which is very exciting. And you know, it's all about getting, the right people on the right seats in the bus, right?
Amen. I mean,
we have many leadership degrees and it comes down to that. You got to get the right people in the right seat on the bus, moving and working towards a vision that is just so good that you can't wait to get there. And we hired the perfect person for
the best.
In my opinion, we hired
the best person we could for this position.
Holy cow. And we're excited to have him on with us and he can take you on his journey of starting this and how we're doing it and what it looks like.
And let me just say, go and rewind a little bit, like what Jill was saying, you got to get the right people on the bus. And it was so crazy because we were talking about this and we were kind of frustrated with some things because they weren't going right. And I do like sports and I was being an athlete was important to me. And when my younger days, my kids are athletes. And I just think there's so many life lessons that you learn from that. And I was watching a clip that, you know, somebody put out on Facebook or something, and it was from Coach Saban. And I don't care if you're an Alabama fan or if you're not, but you can't deny what he has built you know, in Tuscaloosa. And mm-hmm. so he had this one reel that I saw was him talking just about that. If you don't like the direction the bus is going, get the wrong people off the bus and get the right ones on there. And it was so crazy that I had found that just going, you know, as I was going through, and I can remember texting that to you. And nothing he said was what we had heard for the first time. We'd all heard it. Like you said, we have so many, like we've talked about it. We know leadership, we know those things. But I think so much of the adventure that our micro school leaders, if you're listening, or teachers thinking about maybe doing something else, it doesn't matter if you've written books or how many books you've written or how many degrees you have. Sometimes it's just good to be reminded of the very essentials. And at that moment, when I heard that and I texted Jill, I said, we got to go back to this. Yeah. This is it. This is fundamental leadership 101. And I mean, it has transformed just in the last couple months where the bus was and the climate in which the bus was versus where we're headed now. And just keep that in mind. I mean, like, I know we've all heard it, but be still and live it for a minute and really take note of who is on your bus, all the people on your bus, and are they moving forward in the same direction you are? And that's just, it was a really good, for me, like moment just to pause and think, all right, let's regroup. And it was great. It was great. Yeah. And it feels great where we are.
It does. I've been seeing a lot of people asking in the online forums, like, how do you hire a teacher? How do you know you're ready to hire a teacher? How are you going to know? And I mean, the truth is you're going to do the best you can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have been very fortunate to have fantastic people. And I think that the advice they were giving is like, you know, think about who you know that's doing other things and might want to work with kids. I mean, there are other teachers that are retired and maybe want to do just part-time work. You know, there's lots of places you can look, but a team will gel or a team needs to be adjusted. And I think what we needed to be reminded of is that's not a good or bad thing. That's just the way it is.
And especially if you're talking about adding something like a high school, take note of who's on the bus, because you're doing something like if you're listening to this podcast, you're most likely an educator who is doing something currently different. And you know, you're kind of swimming upstream, or you're an educator who's thinking about doing something different and kind of getting ready to jump in and head upstream. And I think that's the thing. It's just so important to just stop and think about that direction. Who's on that bus with you?
Yeah. And it changes so much over time. I mean, we've evolved so much in just 3 years. And it's okay for, you know, to adapt direction a little bit, change direction a little bit, add something, do something that you haven't thought about doing before. You know, just, I think we were reminded, It is all about the kids. You got to go back to the center of the kids. What is best and what's working for them right now, and how are you going to take it to the next level? And at the end of the day, things do generally work out as they should. Mm-hmm. And for me especially, that was a really good reminder. I needed mm-hmm. that little dose of reality to slap me in the face, because mm-hmm. I tend to try to control things a lot, Susan.
Stop it. I don't, Jill. Totally fair statement.
The more anxious I feel, the more I try to control, because that's the only thing that makes me feel better. Sure. And that's part of why I went to journaling, is just that, you know, we have had amazing things happen in 3 years. And when you let that happen and you kind of go for the ride and you keep your eye on what you're doing for kids, it does come together.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we don't have current challenges. We sure do. We do.
Yeah. But when we're talking about adding something as significant as, you know, high school, it's really time to stop, take inventory, and pivot where you need to pivot. And boy, it all worked out to really make sure that as we stepped forward into this new goal for this year, we're doing it with the right intentions, under the right circumstances, and with the right leadership being added, I feel like.
I'm
excited about that goal. Jill.
That's goal. Okay. So goal one. So you'll get to hear how we're building that. And like I said, it is very different from anything around here. So we're excited to learn as we go and make that the best it can be. That's goal one. Goal two.
Oh my goodness. This, I am, I am like, okay, so Wanda's passionate about this happening. I really want us to host in Central Missouri, which is where we're located, a micro school conference. And I want to do it next fall. And I feel like there are so many people out there that just need to connect with like-minded people that are trying to do something new and innovative for kids. And how can we all meet? And how can we share ideas? And how can we just be really in a room with other folks that are just as passionate as we are about changing where education is for kiddos right now. And I feel like what a way to serve the micro school community as a whole, but also students. And Jill, when you and I left our previous positions in our previous district, I mean, that was our ride or die, right? Like that's our mission. We are going to serve kids to the best of our ability. And we're going to find it. If we have to get out of public education, if we have to find new avenues, we're going to do that. To the very best of our ability, we're going to serve kids, all kids. And that is a challenge that is truly what I think is at the center of everything we're doing. It's the center of goal one and is definitely the center of goal two. How can we find a way to reach more kids that need a different way to be educated, but not exchanging quality instructional practices for a different way? Like, we're not going to cut our nose off to spite our face. Science of reading is great reading instruction. So how can we help micro schools make sure there's something embedded like that? Or math practices. Like, I'm just so excited to hear about what other people are doing, learn more, and also share some of those things that we've done that have been so impactful for our young learners.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what I'm most excited about too, is because, you know, we knew one way of doing things for a very long time, and we've learned a lot in the last few years. And so we've taken everything we know, which we'd love to share with other people so that they can have that understanding too. And then I want to learn from others. Like, what are you doing that I haven't even thought about? You know, that's exciting to me. And how can we integrate all those worlds together to just create this little utopia of great things for kids? And, and I think it'll end up being, there'll be so many things that we want to do and add and adjust. That's usually how it is, that we just have to kind of pick and choose some goals, Susan.
Yes, yes. Well, and a little cliffhanger for upcoming episodes that I think we're going to have to address. And I know we get asked this, and we did do a micro school. We didn't do it, but we attended a micro school conference in Kansas City a while back. And something that came up is the not-for-profit, for-profit. And I think this is something that you talk about, an onion that can be peeled back and just layers upon layers. And I can get on a soapbox real fast. So everybody in America will say, oh, you know, the key to a child's success is education. And those teachers are phenomenal. And everything teachers do for kids and yada, yada, yada. Except in order to do that, we should have to be nonprofit.
But we'd like you to go ahead and get a master's degree and a specialist degree
and a doctorate degree. And we would like for you to work 24 hours a day, 12 months a year. Oh, and by the way, do it all nonprofit. And I need help understanding that. Like, I really, that is something I struggle with. Yeah. Because I don't know how we're circling the wagons for kids when automatically you have to be able to get something back in order to serve kids well.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. So, like, I don't know. That's just a little cliffhanger. I want, you know, that would be another thing to get feedback from this podcast specifically. Is that something that's interesting to other people? Cause we would love to talk about it. Cause I'm going to step on the soapbox and step off real quickly. Cause we're about done for our time now, but that is just something that's really, like, it presses on my heart hard.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of an edupreneur is not new, but I mean, I think it hasn't been talked about enough. And and I do think it's important, because in order to do it well, I always compare the iPhone. Susan's heard me say this before, and you know, the iPhone hasn't changed much since I got that very first one in, I don't know, 2005, 2006, something like that, iPhone 3. it still looks the same. They just keep making improvements to it. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't do that if people weren't buying the phones and paying for that and giving them money to change the technology and make the upgrades that they have to make.
Oh, like, yeah.
It takes money to do things well.
Well.
And mm-hmm. I think you have to be very responsible at mm-hmm. that, and you have to be thoughtful about where it's going. But
attorneys are non for profit, right? All medical personnel. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are pockets of them, right?
There are pockets. But it's always we have decided in this community, in this world that we live in, if mm-hmm. you are a servant of others, so it doesn't police departments, mm-hmm. you know, and like you said, there are people that are in medicine that do this or that choose to serve others first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But by and large, like you're going to do it because. And right. people call for, and I'm just going to use our own community as an example. We have some tremendous teachers in our mm-hmm. area, like in the state, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are leadership concerns, if you will. And I know you're probably cringing a little bit locally and here and there in education, right? I mean, that's a big thing. Education leaders. And I totally forgot where I was going with this. So you might have to edit that. But the problem is our community, if you could see, like we have a Facebook page about how horrible our public schools are. And I mean, that's happening all over the country. So please don't think that I am delusional enough. But in this community, we have taken it. And to my knowledge, and you correct me if I'm wrong, we do not make a child test into our school.
To our school?
Even to our school. Any yeah. child can come. If they're in sixth grade and can't read, they come. If they're in sixth grade and they've had behavior concerns in the past, but due to, you know, to certain situations, we take them and we try it. Like yeah. we don't turn kids down because right. our job is to serve kids. That's what we right. do. Yeah. And a community that would say, oh, well, you know, our education says we need schools of choice. We need schools of choice. Do you know how many leaders in our community have stepped up to support us? Zero.
Yeah.
We have data that are supportive of every research-based and academically correct way to teach students.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much data mm-hmm. that show our reading of students with significant reading concerns, such mm-hmm. as dyslexia, mm-hmm. autism, Down syndrome, all mm-hmm. of this. This is in our small sweet school.
Mm-hmm.
How many millionaires or multimillionaires of our community have come in and said, how can we help fund? How can I help you just with one kid? I just want to sponsor one kid. And I think that is where I would like to delve into the nonprofit, because here's where it gets. People are probably like, well, what are you even talking about? Why is that big a deal? Because in our situation, that's what we hear. Well, you're for profit, so I'm probably not going to help. What?
Kids still need help.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It is a real conundrum to figure out how to row through this and still get kids the help they need without other people telling us how we have to run things. I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to, right? I mean, we have done well. We do have data. We do have lots of things that are going in a great direction. But people always say to me, if you could have one thing for Kale, what would it be? And I say the $1 million donor. And, yeah. And I think that's the business partner, or I don't know, Taylor Swift, if you're listening, Travis, if you guys want to support somebody in Missouri. I mean, I would love for someone to say, let's just see, you know, take this and not have to tell a family, oh, I'm sorry. I know that the payments are hard and I wish we could do more, but we can't. And, you know, those are the things that are so incredibly difficult. And so mm-hmm. if we want to give kids a different environment, which I think a lot of kids need, then we have to be willing to accept that there are other ways to do things that maybe don't look traditional. And that's hard.
And it's okay to be a really solid business owner that wants to stay for profit, because there are tons of reasons to stay for profit, but nobody will tell you that. They'll just say, well, now you should really consider not for profit. You should really consider, because then you're eligible for grants and you're eligible for this and you're eligible.
It also comes with people telling you what you can and can't do.
Sure does. Sure does.
It's not a road that we're willing to go down because we believe in our kids too much. And we just don't want to be hampered with that. Yeah. So did y'all hear Wanda? That was Wanda Passion. And actually, the best way to end our season two Happy New Year podcast.
Yeah, it's probably time. Wanda's pacing now. She is pacing back and forth, and she's talking about herself in third person. Hang up, Jill. Hang up.
And friends, I'm not there to pet her. I can't calm her down. But do you see how we shocked her out of it? That's what
I'm now laughing. I'm now chuckling. Wanda's okay. Wanda's okay.
She back on target. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, this and so much more. So if you're listening, we have our website, Kaleedco, Kaleedco, Kaleedco. You'll find updates there. So once we get this microschool conference up, you're going to see updates there. We do have a Science of Reading, Show Me Science of Reading conference happening in May 6th, May 7th. This is our second year. That is also on our website. So if you
and it's going to sell out. Just, it I would add that
out.
Part.
It will sell out. So. Yeah, very quickly. And so it is affordable. It is 100% affordable. And we want as many people to come as they can. So if you're as passionate about reading and foundational skills and making sure kids can read as we are, then you might want to come. We've got some excellent speakers. You can read all about it on the website. It opens on February 1st. So that is coming fast. So take a look and be ready to register on that day, and then watch for Wanda's microschool conference that she's going to do in the
fall. That's right.
I'm so excited about it.
I'm very excited.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, listeners. And thank you for trying this new venture with us. We're going to hope that this works so that we can help each other have more time, because no one has enough time. So we're going to give it a go.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. We will see you next time.